And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VerylDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez at VerylDana. Has your company recently audited its risk for joint employment liability? Do you use a third-party vendor for temporary work or otherwise use contract labor? Have you recently assessed whether you are using best practices to decrease possible liability as to joint employment? Things that should be considered in this analysis include the interrelationship of operations between the two entities, whether there is common ownership and financial control of the entities. Whether the two entities have common management is also an important factor to analyze. Finally, whether there is centralized labor relations, that means human resources functions, or other centralized personnel that provide services to both entities. While each state has individualized standards to determine joint employment, these factors serve as the basis of many of the tests. To further assess your risk of joint employment, talk to a member of VerylDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VerylDana.com.